Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you will find the features there free. So head on over there and enjoy those. The main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. If you're surfing about on the Internet and you find something you think our listeners would enjoy, you just submit it to freetalklive.com, and then it pops up on our site. Other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them. So head on over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Coming up, the book burning, the Pentagon engaging in a book burning. We'll explain to you what book and why. But first, your phone calls. Let's go to Robert in Louisiana. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Puke and Mark.
How y'all doing tonight?
Just super, Robert. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering, though, if it's any way we could help you, maybe by sending you a donation to help keep you out of jail.
Yeah, I
well, how would a donation keep you out of keep him out of jail?
Well,
no, toward the fine. That's what I'm talking about.
He's got the money for the fine. It's whether or not he wants to give it to the government is really what it's all boils down to. I mean, everybody would like a little help with their fines. That's for sure. But you know, I think that it's about a moral position whether or not he wants to give the money to the government.
Well,
right?
It's moral and practical, right? I mean, on one hand, I don't want to give them any money. On the other hand, 25 days is a lot of damn.
It's a
time
lot.
To spend
it's
in
a
jail.
Lot of days to spend in jail.
So. So I appreciate the offer. Thank you very much for that. If anything,
if you want to do that, the AMP program is probably the best way to go. There's a one-time contribution.
The AMP money's not supposed to go to get Ian out of jail.
Oh, I guess you're right.
But you can support the Liberty Movement, and that would be a great thing to do. Give some money to the Civil Disobedience
Fund.
Yes, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
That would have worked if Ian hadn't said anything. All this AMP contributions suddenly come in.
Suckers. Would be great. And then that money will be going to other people that could use it. Because like Mark says, I could afford to pay it. I just, it's icky to me, and I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So... thanks for that.
I wouldn't want to pay it either.
Anything else you want to share?
No, sir. That's all.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate that.
Robert, thank you for the...
Robert's referencing the first hour of the show where we talked about how I was found guilty of criminal trespass, among other things today, for walking around the local jail, which is something I've done countless times before at the other jail that was here, and they built a new one, and then they put up some no trespassing signs, and so therefore that means that I should spend 25 days in jail. So it's a crazy, crazy system that we have here, and the sooner people can get here to help out those who are in these situations, the better.
Oh, and here's something I'd like to say. I found out that one of my photographs was apparently used as evidence by the state against some people. So if you're a photographer and you're photographing events that might have signage in it, Photoshop something in that photograph before you release it.
That
I will
way
next
they can't.
Time.
That way they can't.
Well, that way they can't say it's on. Yeah,
I'm kind of curious. They, have they violated some kind of intellectual property law by using his?
I don't know, man.
Probably not. Point, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, pretty much. At one point, Sam was up there. Sam came up to help me out from ObscureTruth.com in the second trial for the failure to display plates, and he said, well, you know, ask him about copyright, and I didn't feel right about that, and I said something anyway about it, and that didn't go anywhere. Because we figured, well, you know, I don't believe in copyright, but they do, so maybe they should respect their own copyright laws, but yeah, it's their system, right? Yeah. So they can do whatever that.
So next time, if I photograph any events and there's signs in it, I might put in a little, you know, a little FU or something, government in the corner, nice and small, so.
Yeah, because they're too lazy to go out and take their own picture. So they just used yours. 1-800-259-9231. The story is from CNN.com, where in Washington, the Department of Defense, your former employer, Pew,
yay,
recently purchased
I love those
and
no
destroyed thousands of copies of an Army Reserve officer's memoir in order to safeguard state secrets.
So they purchased every single copy of the first printing, thus guaranteeing a second printing.
Well, maybe. It's
brilliant.
helping this guy become a bestseller. And, you know, if anything, this is the dumbest thing they can do, right?
Any first-time author should pray that somebody buys every single copy and burns it.
Yeah.
Holy crap, the publicity this guy's getting.
That's what I'm... That's exactly my point, is that this is incredibly great free publicity for this man's book. I mean, how many other people would have heard of Operation Darkheart by Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer? I mean, likely it would have made the rounds in the circles of the people that like war books and memoirs of war guys.
And now it's got itself a news story.
Yeah, now he's made an international headlines here because they burn his book. Pentagon spokesbureaucrat April Cunningham says the Department of Defense decided to purchase copies of the first printing because they contained information which could cause damage to national security. In a statement to CNN, she said the defense officials observed the September 20th destruction of about 9,500 copies of the new memoir Operation Darkheart. Schaefer, the author of the book, says he was notified Friday about the Pentagon's purchase. He said this to CNN: the whole premise smacks of retaliation. Someone buying 10,000 books to suppress a story in the digital age is ludicrous. Schaefer's publisher released a second printing of the book that it said incorporated some changes the government had sought while redacting other texts that Schaefer told was classified. From single words and names to entire paragraphs, blacked out lines appear throughout the book's 299 pages. So the second printing actually looks like a censored piece
of government
material.
Government document.
Well, CNN, that's good. I'm glad they actually did that so
people purchasing it
realize that, hey, look at what your government's doing.
Right, now they
freedom
can put,
of speech right
there. Now they can put a sticker on the front cover that says, censored!
Yeah, censored by your local federal government.
Good job. CNN obtained a memo from the Department or Defense Intelligence Agency that stated...
Real flexible guys those are.
In which Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess claims the DIA tried for nearly 2 months to get a copy of the manuscript. Burgess said the DIA's investigation identified significant classified information, the release of which I've determined could reasonably expected to cause serious damage to national security.
It's funny how the stories that always cause the most security or national security damage is the stories that make the government and the army or the military look really bad.
No. In this case, now, PQ, having been in the military for, what, 4 or 6 years?
Something? 6 years.
6 years. If you release national secrets, isn't that some sort of an actionable thing? Like, why aren't they going after this guy instead of just trying to burn his book?
Yeah. If it was actual classified information, they do have a legal process to go after the guy.
It's interesting that they haven't chosen to do that, considering the violence that the government
Which is why it leads me to believe that they're simply using that national security BS as an excuse to censor some sort of information that makes the military look really bad.
But they just don't like.
Just, you know, it's just a PR campaign.
Schaefer's lawyer, again, the author's lawyer, Mark Zaid, said earlier this month the book was reviewed by Schaefer's military superiors prior to publication. He said there was a green light from the Army Reserve Command, but intelligence agencies apparently raised objections when they received copies of the book. The Pentagon contacted St. Martin's Press to convey its concerns over the release. According to the publisher, at that time, the first printings were just about to be shipped from the warehouse. Schaefer said he and the publisher worked hard to make sure nothing in the book would be detrimental to national security. When he says, when you look at what they took out in the second edition, it's lunacy, according to the author. The Pentagon said Schaefer should have sought wider clearance for the memoir. He did it with the Army Reserve, but not the larger Army, and with the Department of Defense, so he did not meet the requirements under the Department of Defense regulations for security review. One of the book's first lines reads, quote, "Here I was in Afghanistan, redaction. My job, to run the Defense Intelligence Agency's operation out of redaction, the hub for U.S. operations in country." In Chapter 15, titled Tipping Point, 21 lines within the first two pages are blacked out. In the memoir, Schaefer recalls his time in Afghanistan leading a black ops team during the Bush administration. The Bronze Star Medal recipient told CNN he believes the Bush administration's biggest mistake was the misunderstanding the culture there, apparently not the invasion itself.
Oh, yeah, the Obama administration's really got the culture down now.
I don't know if he's saying that. He was just there during the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be the problem of the Army all over. I mean, they don't have to get the culture right, you know?
At least one seller on the online auction site eBay claiming to have a first edition printing is selling it for an asking price of nearly $2,000.
That's another thing. They just made instant collectors. Mm-hmm. If I was that author, I'd be like, please send me a box of them first so I can put them on eBay. Make even more money.
If I was that
I'm
author.
Sure they're on, I'm sure you get a PDF of the original online
that's
somewhere.
That's what I was going to say. If I were him, I would, oops.
accidentally leaked. Oh, how'd that get out there?
Oh,
there's my first edition. Just hit the internet.
Darn that internet.
We're coming up at 800.
Rascally internet.
259-9231. Apparently, we still aren't a society here. The government is not beyond a good old-fashioned book burning. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. You'll find a lot of stuff there. It's all free, including our bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
This is Puke.
And Mark.
And again, join us on the phones. 800-259-9231. We'll go back to the phones and the phone here in a moment.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's for people without a lawyer who know what it takes to win, who need to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs, defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It's created by a veteran 24-year case-winning attorney who wants to show people how to protect themselves from other members of his profession. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So we're going to continue taking your phone calls. Frank is in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think the publisher really has a windfall with the government buying the books, because normally a book like that would maybe be reviewed in the New York Times if it's politically significant. If not, it'll be reviewed in, you know, lesser newspapers, you know,
right,
in the book section. However, a book like that would probably have a list price of $30 or $32, then it would be slashed at Barnes & Noble's to $15.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time, you know, a year from now, it would end up on the publisher's remainders list, where they'd be giving it away for $3 or $1.
Probably
and,
true.
So in a sense, the publishers lucked out. I mean, this was like
windfall. Sold all their copies.
They demand their total retail cost per book. The Pentagon, with endless tax dollars to squander, you know, writes a big check. And then they bring out a second version of the book with half the book redacted, which means less text materials to be printed. And anyone with any smarts could go to the Library of Congress and look for the original, since everyone deposits two, at least one book pre-publication. The publishers demand that, as does the Writers Guild of America, and then two copies of the finished work.
I wonder if
so,
do you suppose they also destroyed that version?
Library of Congress, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone downloads it and it goes out everywhere. And it's very interesting. What's called national security very often isn't. And you know,
it's usually national PR.
Exactly. And basically, you know, an honest criticality of the quagmire in Afghanistan and Iraq would not necessarily be a threat to national security, but it would be a threat to the prestige of the military. And so in a sense, I think we have to really redefine what is national security. And because, you know, anything with national security means that mistakes can be covered up and everyone has immunity when we stamp that on, and the law doesn't have to be followed if it's a matter of national security.
Yeah, what I found was interesting about this book burning, this confiscation by the Pentagon in this case, the Department of Defense, just taking 10,000 copies of this this book, or 9,500 copies of it. They're buying it. I found it interesting that they didn't just swoop right in and just take them all.
Exactly.
I mean,
and if it was a matter of national security, they would do that. They would arrest the publisher. They would arrest the director of the publishing house.
Yeah,
and then they would have a multi-million dollar legal engagement that would
demand.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they didn't, was because they didn't want to have to go to court over it. If they could just buy up all the copies,
well, the point is, if it was really a matter of national security, then it would go through litigation, and it would also be great publicity. Remember Daniel Ellsberg with the Pentagon Papers?
From
and
the
after
70s.
Parts were leaked, then one of the publishers published the Pentagon Papers, then they went through a whole legal thing with the government, with high-priced attorneys, and ultimately the New York Times won on that, or the Washington Post, I forget whoever did the printing. And then the books came out after that, and the publishers made out like bandits. And, you know, that was basically it. And in a sense, when I look at Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers in this, there is a similarity. It was sort of after everyone had determined that all was lost. And it's also interesting how this book is coming out after Petraeus, you know, made his critical assessment of Afghanistan and Iraq. And then he was brought back in mysteriously to take over again. I mean, it's kind of comical. And the parallels with Vietnam, for your older listeners like myself that remember that,
there are a lot of them.
They're profound. And as I said, it's sort of the same script, but you are right. If it were really a matter of national security, they would have confiscated the work. They would have arrested the people. It would have been a big to-do.
The author would have been arrested for the...
Absolutely,
for being
but
the
also
that...
the publisher. The publisher and then the person who's the head of the publishing house, the whole bit. It would have been a very interesting.
It's all
but,
very
you know,
curious.
It's kind of... It says something about these times. And
sure does.
All I can say is this to all the young people that are unemployed, coming out of high school or university, better not to go into the military and become cannon fodder or to acquire depleted uranium in your lungs. Just sort of sit it out and learn from your elders, the people that had gone through Vietnam either in combat or those that protested it. One lesson after that, no one of that generation ever trusted the government.
Good
the federal
advice,
government.
Frank. Don't join the military. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Sam is on the line in New Hampshire. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. I heard a full interview with this Anthony Schaefer guy, and I just wanted to add a couple things.
This is the guy that wrote the book that was purchased by the Pentagon and then set ablaze, presumably?
Correct. Now, from what I understood, he was in Black Ops and doing all the secret stuff. Before 9/11, he was running this program called Able Danger, where they did a huge data mining operation, and it turned up active terror cells, some of which were reportedly connected to the 9/11 hijackers. But the intel was never acted on. The 9/11 Commission never looked at it, et cetera, et cetera. What's in this book, he's stated publicly that everything that's in there has been released publicly already. So there's no classified information. What he did, I think, that was so novel or what the Pentagon feels threatened by is he was able to take all of these disparate news stories here and there and the bits and pieces of public information that have been released and tie it together to tell the story of how screwed up things really are. And so that's what they're trying to do is really save themselves from embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Instead, they've embarrassed themselves by engaging in a book.
Right. Further embarrassment.
They've made a huge PR deal out of it, yeah. And the book's going to get far more attention than it ever would have if they would have just let it be released.
Yeah, and this is the thing the authorities just can't get is, you know, now with the information age, and you can't control the information. When you try to, you make a bigger mess than you would have before.
It's the Barbara Streisand effect.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Why is it the Barbara Streisand effect?
Because somebody claimed that there was, I think it was Streisand herself, at some point claimed that there was a photograph or somebody could see her super mansion or house, and after she complained about it in the media, then everybody knew about it.
What was this, on Google Earth or something like
that?
Yeah,
something like
that.
So after she complained about it, then everybody
knew to see it.
Yeah, that they could see her house, and that, for whatever reason, now it's called the Streisand effect. And until you draw attention to it yourself, nobody knows about it, but after you do... Then
you can't,
everybody knows.
You can't keep it under wraps.
Keep your mouth
point.
Shut. Yeah.
Sam, I know you were calling back for another reason. Hang on, we'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site, including listening options, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, we got them both, plus you got listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. So all of those options allow you to listen in to the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. And they're brought to you by QualityRentals.com. Now, by the way, don't
Quality
forget to
Rental.
Go, excuse me. Go to listen.freetalklive.com in order to avail yourself of those.
That's right. The folks over there at Quality Rental, the principal, Jim Frechette, they're such big supporters of Free Talk Live that they wanted to bring the listen page to you. So it's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you happen to be living in or, you know, having a party in the southern New England area, that's, you know, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut, southern New Hampshire, that kind of thing, you know, they're the people to handle the tents, the chairs, all that stuff that you can get from a rental place. They've got it there, qualityrental.com.
All right, let's continue here with your call. Sam from the Obscured Truth Network is with us at obscuredtruth.com. Hello there, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. So I wanted to share a few observations from your court cases today and the disorderly 12 trials and so forth.
The trespassive 12.
Trespassive 12, yes. Yeah, thank you. One of the things you guys just recently touched on, I think in the last segment, was about the copyright thing. And, Ian, I'm with you on that. I don't believe in copyright. What we're experiencing is just a massive availability of information in the same, on the same magnitude as, like, the printing press changed and altered the fundamental way society functions. I mean, it took the power away from the churches, and I think the Internet and the freely available information is taking away the power from government. And so that's the sort of societal change that I think humanity is sort of working to evolve towards its next stage, whatever that's going to be. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think it's a way to sort of monkey wrench and throw things into their little process to sort of screw it up. And the point that I brought up is that they were using your video that they downloaded off the internet, and they never went and got permission from you to use the video or to display it commercially. And we've seen the copyright laws grow so crazy that, like, churches can't even, if they're open to the public and they have a movie night, they can't even play movies without paying these ridiculous fees to the so-called copyright holders, just to their churches. So it's gotten that ridiculous, but yet here government is ripping stuff off the internet and playing it in court and using it for a public presentation like that. And so,
well, I mean, they did point out that it was publicly available, and that, you know,
yeah,
they're not.
Well, so are their laws, but I believe that it wasn't the state of Oregon that was going to copyright its own laws, so
yeah,
that you couldn't write them down.
That was Burke's claim after you did end up making the objection. And what Burke said is, well, this was publicly available on the internet. That's not my understanding of copyright law. Well, that means that what he's basically saying there is, if it's publicly broadcast, then all copyright protections are eliminated. So that means, like, if somebody puts a television show, a sitcom, on TV where it's publicly available and broadcast out to the masses, then that loses all copyright protection, which anybody can tell you that's completely ridiculous.
Man, dude.
So this is the guy, by the way, who's interpreting the law to make sure everything's fair.
Yeah.
And that's his flawed understanding of just basic copyright protection. So, you know, that was one thing I thought that was pretty telling. Something else that happened, what was it? Shoot, it's escaped me.
Notes help.
Definitely. Gosh.
Whenever you're calling a talk radio show, it's easy to lose your train of thought, so it's always a good idea to jot down a few things in advance before you you make the call.
I do if I'm calling you know, some other show.
All right. Yep, I got it. Mark, you have said before that it's you know, when people bring up it's about the Constitution, and you've said, well, no, it's not really. It's about the people's interpretation of the Constitution.
Yes.
And one of the things that was brought up today is the statutes say that, you know, you have to be personally informed to leave the premises in order for the statutory requirements to be met for criminal trespass.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think Ian or several people made the point that I was not personally informed. And then the prosecutor went over and said, well, there's a Supreme Court decision that says, you know, you can be informed as a group, that you don't have to be personally informed. And that's when, like, what you've said really sort of hit home. And people say, oh, we're a nation of laws. Well, no, that's ridiculous. That's the propaganda doublespeak. What we are is a nation of opinions based on statutes.
Meaning, I mean, the opinions really of the men in dresses.
It sounds the same to them, I'm sure.
Supreme Court. And I think we need to sort of change that language and get that idea out there and into people's heads, because people believe that you can read the laws. And what they're actually expecting you to do is not only read all of their laws and statutes and things, but then also read all of the Supreme Court decisions.
Right.
And decipher which ones apply to which laws and then which ones override each other. And
yeah,
so
it's
forth,
crazy.
And then you can understand the law.
Okay, it's so crazy,
Mauro. No excuse.
It is so beyond the reach of any individual. It is just mind-bogglingly insane. I mean, just looking at the appeal paperwork is frustrating and difficult. And, you know, they want fees from people, and I'm not going to pay the fees for their appeals, you know, and their own laws, it says, and of course, we're going to probably run into this issue again when we file the appeals. Dale is going to come over after the show tonight. We're going to work on this because he's facing the same charge as I am. And in the appeal paperwork, it says you've got to spend, you know, $150 for the appeal, plus if you need a transcript, that's going to be another $450. So right there, you're already over $500, just, you know, $600 just to file the appeal. And it's not clear to me whether or not you need to order the transcript, if that's for you or for you're paying for the court to have a transcript of the engagement. I'm not clear on that. But either way, it's hundreds of dollars.
It doesn't really matter if you're clear or not.
No, right. And so in order to avoid the fee, you have to fill out this, so they want you to fill out this motion for a waiver of the fee, and then this affidavit of assets and liabilities where you give them all your financial data. But in their own New Hampshire Constitution, it states that justice should be provided for free. And so ideally we should be able to just cite that portion of the Constitution and say, yeah, we're not going to pay the fee because of this, and I'm not going to fill out your form. But in the very last line of the New Hampshire Constitution portion about the justice being available free, it does say conformably to the laws. So it's very likely that they're just going to come back and say, well, yeah, it's free as long as you do what we say. And, you know, you tell us how much money's in your bank account and all this other.
You just can't believe the crap they write down in their own laws. No. They interpret them the way they want. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And so pretty much. Go ahead.
And the last thing I found that was really noteworthy was in your the driving one with the Shire license plate on the car. One of the objections, or you started asking about, you know, international plates and how do they handle that. And the judge said, we're not going to talk about anything, we're not going to have anything about the Shire, no questions, or basically he took that off the table.
Yeah, and he threatened me with contempt for even bringing it up. Called it frivolous.
And then you made the objection, okay, that's fine, let's strike all references of the Shire from the record, which would include the pictures of the license plate where they made sure to point out that they said Shire on them, and the videotape that they used where they made sure to point out he's talking about the Shire in there. So doing so would have decimated their case, but of course what they did instead was to say, oh, no, you just can't talk about it.
Yep.
So the state was allowed to present all this evidence related to the Shire, and then you were threatened with contempt if you talked about it, and they didn't go back and strike it from the record, which is it violates one of the maximums of their system. I mean, it's such a joke what's going on in there. But the thing that is encouraging is I was sitting in the back. We had a new one of the new families that have moved here to the Keene area, had their three kids there. They're sitting in the back row. The judge comes in, all rise, and they didn't even give it a second thought. That's got to be scary to these bureaucrats looking out.
Yeah, with the kids not following the order to all rise. Fantastic. Hey, thanks, Sam. We got to look on the bright side wherever it is, and I thank you for the call tonight. Hopefully more people will get here sooner rather than later to help change this because it's madness. 800-259-9231. You can learn more at freestateproject.org about what we're doing. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the show, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal or some alternative options. It's all there. And you get perks, too. You get the access to the AMP-only call-in lines, access to the AMP-only podcast and forum and more. Go get the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, I mentioned recently that we had a story about the aliens apparently saving us. Did you know that we've been visited by the extraterrestrials? I mean, people have been talking about this for a long time, and this isn't the Art Bell show, but nonetheless, this made some pretty big headlines, at least over in the UK.
Well, I get visited by aliens at least once or twice a month. Don't you guys?
No, not that I know of. Maybe they've just wiped my memory effectively.
Maybe I've said too much.
Well, according to the Telegraph, aliens have landed, infiltrated British nuclear missile sites, and have deactivated the weapons, according to U.S. military pilots.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's great news. I mean, they're actually coming in and saving us from ourselves.
Instead of probing people in the anus, they're turning off nukes.
I think it's fantastic.
Turn the other cheek.
I would like to see the aliens come and do this to every single nuclear device in the entire world. Wouldn't that be just wonderful?
Well, except for the power plants. I like those.
Yeah, those are useful. Yeah, I mean, the ones that go boom.
I don't trust them to do it.
You don't trust them? You never met them.
Well, I don't trust them to do the work. That partially is the reason. I mean, if they'd come and do a job interview for this, I'd be happy to compensate.
Well, I mean,
them.
Come on. They traveled through interstellar space and time. I think they know how to deactivate a nuke
together.
But I just don't trust them to do them all.
The beings have repeated their efforts in the United States and have been active since 1948, say the men, and accuse respective governments of trying to keep the information secret. The unlikely claims were compiled by 6 former U.S. airmen and another member of the military who interviewed or researched the evidence of 120 ex-military personnel. The information they've collected suggests that aliens could have landed on Earth as recently as 7 years ago. The men's aim is to press the two governments to recognize the long-standing extraterrestrial visits as a fact. They're to be presented on Monday, that was a couple days ago, in a meeting in Washington. One of the men, Captain Robert Salas, said, quote, the U.S. Air Force is lying about the national security implications of unidentified aerial objects at nuclear bases, and we can prove it. He said he witnessed such an event firsthand in 1967 on March 16th at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, which housed Minuteman nuclear missiles. He said, I was on duty when an object came over and hovered directly over the site. The missiles shut down, 10 Minuteman missiles, and the same thing happened at another site a week later. There's a strong interest in our missiles by these objects, wherever they come from. I personally think they're not from planet Earth. Others claim to have seen similar activity in the United Kingdom. Colonel Charles Halt said he saw a UFO at the former military base RAF Bentwaters near Ipswich 30 years ago, during which he saw beams of light fired into the base and then heard on the military radio that aliens had landed inside the nuclear storage area. He said, quote, I believe the security services of both the United States and the United Kingdom have attempted both then and now to subvert the significance of what happened at the military base by the use of well-practiced methods of disinformation. The site was then the base of the tactical fighter wing for the United States military. Captain Bruce Fenstermacher, a former U.S. Air Force officer, also claims he saw a cigar-shaped UFO hovering above a nuclear base in Wyoming in 1976. So are they just old guys that are looking for a little publicity to sell a book, perhaps? Book is not mentioned here. They are apparently just...
They don't mention what the aliens look like or anything like that. These just objects.
What would their motivation be? What do they care? That would be my question.
What do the aliens care?
Yeah, what do the aliens... Why? Why would they... Why not...
Maybe they don't want the little ants on planet Earth to destroy themselves with nuclear bombs.
They put so much work in getting us up to this point that they don't want
to... That's true. They did see evolution. I remember that.
Maybe it's like an intergalactic mercy mission. They're coming to intervene.
Sort of like the day the Earth stood still.
Familiar with it.
And that film, which they just recently remade and was crap.
I heard that it was
the remake. And the original one, was it Klaatu or whatever? Basically, the aliens visit Earth and they say, either you stop nuclear weapons or in the new one, it's global warming, or we're going to destroy you, or some crap like that. It's basically they come to warn all of humanity that if we don't stop what we're doing now, we're all going to die.
Yeah,
so maybe that's
what
they're
doing. It sounds a lot like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of interesting.
Maybe these guys saw that movie and thought, I'm going to drink myself a whole lot of booze and then think up a crazy story.
Well, right. I mean, you've got nothing
I'm
else.
I'm incredulous. Sorry.
Right. You've nothing else beyond the claims of these men as far as what happened. The guy claims that they shut down 10 missiles after the object hovered directly over the site.
Right.
And
well, he says
he's
that
he's a former captain.
They can prove that it happened. So
I want to see this proof.
I want to see the proof, certainly, but. I don't know. It just all seems so unlikely to me. I know there are a lot of people out there that believe in this stuff. My father was certainly one of them. Was very into the tell the stories about aliens and seeing lights.
Did
in
he
the
have
sky
his own story
like
as far as
he
light.
Had his own story about a light in the sky? Yeah.
Oh, that's not much.
Yeah. Well, I can't say my Bigfoot story is very good either, but I got one.
I think the aliens probably just got tired of mutilating cattle and doing the butt probes.
Yeah,
and so now they're moving on to screwing with guys and their nuclear weapons, and after that they're going to start making TVs fuzzy and something else.
There's an update here.
TVs have been fuzzy for a long time.
According, well, they're going to make them fuzzy again.
I see.
Anger the populace.
WTSP.com. They're reporting on the press conference now that happened on Monday. The former Air Force personnel testifying to the existence of UFOs. A UFO researcher from Albuquerque, organized the National Press Club meeting, said more than 120 former service members had told him they'd seen unidentified flying objects near nuclear weapons storage and testing grounds. Robert Salas, again, claiming that he saw them become, these missiles, 10 of them, become inoperative. And several U.S. Air Force personnel reported seeing strange metallic object hovering over this particular base. Speaking at the meeting on Monday, retired colonel said from the Air Force that in December of 1980, when he was deputy base commander at RAF Bentwaters, strange lights in the forest were investigated by three patrolmen. He said they reported approaching a triangular craft, a approximately 3 meters on a side, dark metallic in appearance with strange markings.
That's just a little fighter pilot there.
They were observing it for a period of time, then it very quickly and silently vanished at high speed. Two nights later, Halt investigated another sighting near the base when he was told by the base commander that it's back. He found indentations in the ground, broken branches, and a low-level background radiation. He and his team also witnessed various lights moving silently.
You think they'd be able to figure out how to move at the speed of light without radiation, for God's sake. I mean, that's not good for you. And they're worried about nuclear bombs. Good Lord, they're leaving radiation wherever they go.
He and his team also witnessed various lights moving silently in the sky, one of which was shedding something like molten metal. Another shined a beam of light down toward them.
He saw Terminator 2.
This was in 1980. So.
the story comes out now.
I see where you're coming from. The incidents were never officially explained. Several of the ex-service members speaking on Monday said they'd brought their concern of such appearances to superiors and were told that it was top secret or that it didn't happen. Hastings suggested the presence of such phenomena means that aliens were monitoring our weapons and perhaps warning us as a sign to Washington and Moscow that we were playing with fire. Hastings predicted a paradigm shift in the mindset of humanity owing to the existence of alien life, saying that traditional institutions such as religions, governments, and other social institutions may be threatened by what is coming. That's just the logical consequence of what is about to occur. What that means, what he's alluding to, I am not quite certain.
He sees the triangular craft in the woods, and he knows what's about to occur.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big logical leap here.
You know, I learned recently that fighter pilots drink a particular alcohol called Jeremiah Weed after every successful mission. So maybe all these Air Force personnel are just drunk and or on something else. That's my theory.
It's an unusual claim, though, right? I mean, normally it's just when it comes to the alien claims that it's just somebody seen some lights in the sky or...
They've made an unusual claim, you think it makes it more credible?
No, I'm not saying it's more credible necessarily, but it's an interesting claim.
You'd just like to believe it.
The aliens were coming in and shutting down nuclear missiles, and why did they stop? If it's true that they were doing it, why did they stop in 1980 or whatever? Why aren't
they're just
they
not telling us?
Or
now.
If they were really going to stop it, why didn't they zap the nukes and make them disappear, transport them to the center of the sun or something, get rid of them entirely?
Why didn't they take the president and transport him to the center of the sun? Then you would have less nuclear problems.
Probably just poor workmanship on whoever made these nukes. For the government.
I tell you, I could have used their help today in court. If they would have just transported Judge Burke out
there.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
That would have been great. All right, so more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list, that's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation, twice, and the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.